This sculpture is the maquette of a large full-size piece of public art that's been installed in Des Moines, Iowa. And it was inspired by an Iranian Iron Age sculpture I saw at the Manil several years ago. There was no interpretation or explanation for this enigmatic little stick figure of a two-headed red stag, and I haven't been able to quit wondering about it. It was so delicate and descriptive despite its minimal form. I have no idea what it could have been used for in a time when it would have been so difficult to fabricate. I sketched it in my travel book, and when the opportunity to design a sculpture for the Avenues came up, I knew I wanted to reinterpret that form. I've used deer as a representation of innocence for several years, their beauty and grace, their almost invisible presence in the landscape, so large yet so sneaky, and the fact that they are about the same size as a person intrigues me. The two heads represent the conjoined twins of love and loss. Love is always accompanied by our fear of losing it, and we will always lose it. The deer with alert ears is entangled with its dead slack-eared twin, which was modeled after a photo a hunter took with a prize buck he had just shot. It still looked perfectly alive, except for the ears, which had drooped. Initially, I'd planned on modeling the deer after a red stag, like the original Iranian sculpture, but after years of watching people climb on public art, I realized that the antlers were too sharp for visitors' shenanigans. Instead, I used a really beautiful species called a fallow deer, which has incredible antlers. They're large, but have fairly flattened ends, much safer for visitors. Fallow deer are farmed and hunted worldwide as trophies, which felt fitting, that people would love them so much that they want to kill and preserve them as a way of holding on to them, and using death as a way of outmaneuvering inevitable loss.